Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Shane. I'm returning your call from Family First Home Care.
That was something that I was trying to reach out and discuss some options for my mom.
This is for home care services for your mom.
Correct.
Okay, where is she located?
She's located in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Which county is that in?
Bucks.
Okay, and she
And
has Medicaid?
I believe that she's eligible for Medicaid.
Okay.
That's something that we had discussed. Now, this was reviewed probably a couple years ago, and they were, she has,
I
I
could
don't
check
even
if
know.
she never had Medicaid before.
I'm not 100% certain, but
Do you
I
have
don't.
her social security and date of birth so I can check if she has or if she's eligible?
I'm not really comfortable giving that out on a cold call or a call that I don't really know who you are.
I'm calling from Family First Home Care. You reached out. So if you want to check if she's eligible for Medicaid, I'll need her information. Either her first and last name and date of birth or a social security number. I need two information to check.
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable receiving her first and last name and date of birth? I could check with that information.
Yeah, her name is Mary Ellen.
Mary, and last name is Allen.
No. Her first name is Mary Ellen, Mary Ellen.
Oh, okay.
Her last name is Civil, Sivel.
Okay.
Her date of birth is September 22nd, 1944.
Okay, let me see if she's coming up in the Medicaid. Nothing is coming up with her name.
Okay.
So that's why I usually ask for the social because it's more accurate. But anyway, if you don't want to share it, then we could see if she's eligible for Medicaid. So does she have any income?
She has an income from my deceased father, which is a pension from Johnson and Johnson.
And do you know how much that is a monthly?
See, this is something that she should be sitting next to me to have this conversation. Will you do me a favor and text a direct number to call you back?
So on this number I called you?
Okay.
Can I text on this number?
Yeah, I mean, I have the number on my phone, so you don't need to text it
Yeah,
to me,
sure. And
but
what's your name?
my name is Mark. I'm her
Mark.
youngest son.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay,
And
let me send you.
I'm actually interested in a program where I'm the caretaker. And I'm considering moving into her residence
Oh,
just
yeah.
to help her with day-to-day activities. She's had some procedures done on both her neck, back, or I'm sorry, her neck, back, and shoulder. And if necessary, I can gather together the medical information for her needs and all that stuff, and then I'll give you a shout back when I have all that stuff in front of me, and we can go over our options.
Okay, so I sent you my name, so you have my name and number, so you can reach out.
Okay.
And let me know when you're available, and you can call me anytime or text me, and we'll be happy to help you and have your mother sign up for services, and you as well for as a caregiver, and then you can get paid.
Yeah, that's the option that we were discussing, maybe moving forward with. So when I get all that information to me, my mom can sit down and discuss it with you. I'll be sure to give you a call. I appreciate the heads up. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, so I sent you a text. Let me know whenever, and if you have any questions, just call or text me. Okay?
Sure.
This
Where are
was
you
Megan
located?
in Philadelphia.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for reaching out.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.